and gentlemen, let's go. Let's go. We ain't got no time to waste. Let's go. Let's go. You are now listening to Jason Anderson, and you are in the zone. Hey, 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 let's go. Hey, 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 let's go. Hey, 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 let's go. Hey, 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 let's go.
Hey, attention mobile phone users. Spectrum Mobile has an unlimited plan for only $45 a line. It includes free talk and text and unlimited data. And unlike other providers, you don't need multiple lines to get the advertised price. One line is only $45. Or you can choose to pay by the gig and still get unlimited talk and text, all on America's largest LTE network. By the gig, $14 per gig is how you can go down that route, and also unlimited talk and text. $45 for the single line with Spectrum Mobile, built on America's largest, most reliable LTE network. No contracts with Spectrum Mobile as well. Phone number is 833-301-SAVE. Call 833-301-SAVE today. A couple of texts coming in at 437-9680. Texas says Smalls had already declared for the draft. Maybe, yes. Texter says, Ham went on to create things called AAUs. You know him now as the great Bagman Bino. It's pretty good. I like that one. It's a good text. Texter says, this is to Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes, who, thank you, Drake, who had a press conference today that said, yeah, if UCLA would have paid a little bit more towards the buyout, I would be the UCLA coach right now. Very honest, very candid, very upfront, very forthcoming in his commentary in questions that were asked to him today in presenting what happened. Now, he also said that, you know, he prayed on it and asked God to give him a sign, and then UCLA was struggling with the money, and that was God's sign that he was supposed to be at Tennessee. Text at 437-9680 said, did God make it clear to Rick Barnes, or did the UCLA board members and chancellors make it clear that he was staying at Tennessee? I don't know, maybe both. You never know. You never know what ends up happening. Like, for me, a personal story, you know, I had told myself that I was praying and wanting God to, you know, see if it was meant to be that I was going to end up marrying Keira Knightley. And so, you know, I had done all I could do, and I said, you know what, give me a sign if I'm supposed to be with her or not. And as it turns out, God did not want me to marry Keira Knightley after me reaching out over and over and her never really answering my calls or phone number or, DMs or tweets or emails, and really having no idea who I was except for the restraining order that she put out on me. Once that happened, I realized, you know what, I'm supposed to not marry her. Like, that's what it's supposed to be for now. I same experience as Rick Barnes, almost the same exact experience as Rick Barnes. Just like, what am I supposed to do? Turns out at that point in time in my life, I was not supposed to marry Keira Knightley. So, you know, we all have things that end up happening, maybe for a reason, and we'll never know at the time. And now I know at the time, like, I got, a beautiful wife. I got Everett. I got another baby in 2 weeks. It's all, you know, possible because Keira Knightley didn't know who I was. It's great. It's awesome. All worked out well. But I would say this in all seriousness with Rick Barnes. You said breaking news? All right. We will get to our Rick Barnes in all seriousness about his take and my take on the other takes about Rick Barnes' take on UCLA. But breaking news, what is that breaking news, Magic Mike?
Coming from officially from Tyler Hero's own Twitter account, he's putting out a video announcing that he has the intentions made to stay in the draft. We have 1 minute of audio discussing that if you'd like to play.
Go right ahead and play it.
Big Blue Nation, this process hasn't been easy. When I look back on the season, how much we grew, all the challenges we've met, it's hard not to come back and do it again and take this even further. I know I certainly thought about it, but after exploring my options a little bit more and getting some immediate feedback, I've decided to remain in the draft. My hope was always to remain in the draft and begin my lifelong dream of playing in the NBA. But we wanted to be absolutely certain that taking the next...
Of course,
that was
buffer.
In the best interest. This year was everything I had hoped for and more. Coach Cal and the staff challenged me to become a complete basketball player, and I truly believe I've done that and proved in all areas of my game. I can't wait to take what I've learned to the next level. I have absolutely loved my time here at Kentucky. I want to thank the Big Blue Nation for making a kid from Wisconsin one of your own. To my teammates, thank you for pushing me every day and for always having my back. I'll never forget all the memories that we have made throughout the season. I will bleed blue with you guys forever. Once a bucket, always a bucket.
I didn't know that's how he was going to finish. I'm so happy.
Wow. Once a bucket, always a bucket. Interesting. That clears the way for Tyrese Maxey to be the scoring threat or wing for Kentucky next year.
It could be Ashton Higgins.
No, Higgins has cleared the way to be the point guard. Emmanuel quickly cleared for takeoff to be the backup point guard and someone that needs to be more consistent at shooting the rock. And Tyrese Maxey to be the scorer that he is on the wing. And it's there you go.
Kind of crazy that if Maxey doesn't develop into the scorer next year, UK could be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Khalil Whitney's a pretty darn good player. I mean, Keon Brooks can play, and Dante Allen can certainly score.
They can play, but there's a question of how good of scoring are they.
Yeah, I mean, I think Whitney's a scorer. I think he's a he's not the scorer that Maxey is. Whitney's going to be more of your multi-position. It's positionless basketball. But look, Whitney's more of a slasher. He can play different positions. Tyrese Maxey's going to be a wing. Like, he's going to be a two, a three, and be a guy that can shoot, be a guy that's going to be relied upon to score. If he can't score, well, then yes, they have problems. Same thing with Louisville. If Samuel Williamson comes in and is not as advertised, well, then yeah, Louisville's going to have some problems as well, because Samuel Williamson is looked at, and I think there's a lot of hope that's there for him to step in and be somebody that can be a starter and that can be a difference maker right away.
Oh, you're going to like this.
Oh, what?
Jack Grossman also tweeting out now.
Crean.
Tyler Hero officially staying in the NBA draft. But not just that. I need you to go to his Twitter profile. You have to see his new profile pic.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's glorious.
I don't even know that I follow Crean.
At Jack Grossman 97.
I was going to say, why would I follow Crean?
The fact that he hasn't changed that to at intern Crean upsets me.
Yeah, that's why I don't follow him.
But just the profile pic, it's glorious. Listeners, Grossman 97.
Yeah, I don't follow him. That's great. The profile pic is him sitting there, shirt and tie, nice suit on, headset on, sitting courtside.
On the Big Ten Network student U.
Yeah, that a kid, Jack. Look at you. No, dude,
he's rocking it. That's why. I'm like, it's not as much making fun of him. It's just like, that kid's going places.
Good for you, Jack. I appreciate that. So there you go. Tyler Hero officially staying.
A man standing behind him in a very musty Indiana t-shirt.
Texas says Jason on full meltdown mode now that the bucket is gone. UK homer. Texas says says, damn, Jason, sorry about that. This is a tough day for us all. Texas,
why
says,
is it coming out more today?
I know. Texas says, congrats, Jay, just heard you're going to be the Y at this year's UK U of L game. Texas says, is Hero better than Grayson Allen? Similar player, just trying to project him. Well, Grayson was a senior, though. That's the thing. Like, Grayson, came out as a senior, and I think they're different players, mainly because of my UK homer coming through and the Duke hate. Like, it's twofold, right?
So you're saying Hero's better?
Yes. At this stage in their career, and is going to be a better player anyway. So it's the hate of Duke and my unabashed, unbridled love of Big Blue Nation.
It reminds you quite a bit of Tyrese Burton in that his total package. I think Booker was better coming off screens, but don't forget, this kid's going to learn. So that comparison, if he can stroke it like him, my goodness, that what a dimension that gives him.
Larry Bird. Oh, man. God, I love you, Bill. Bill Raftery not being at the Final Four, he's sorely missed when he's not there at Radio Row, I mean. Bill and I had a great conversation. We were kindred spirits. I mean, we really bonded a few years ago. He may not remember that, but certainly I do. We got our top sound of the day that will bring you some funny stuff from earlier today. I want to get into the very offended Jackie Robinson takes that are out there, which is kind of the Tom Izzo, but different. Tom Izzo is Jackie Robinson. I'll explain. Stephon Marbury with Doug Gottlieb, New York Times and legalized betting. But a couple of other things that I want to finish up on and then get into. One is Rick Barnes, and then the other, Michael Avenatti, that I think is a really interesting story. Speaking of Duke, But the thing about Rick Barnes, so Rick Barnes goes in his press conference and says, I would be the UCLA head coach if they would have paid the buyout. I thought I was going to be the UCLA head coach. In my mind, I had visioned that I was the UCLA head coach. I've always thought about UCLA in a different light. I sat in John Wooden's, not Bill Walton, I sat in John Wooden's living room, and I've been, looked up to him for a long time. And so that's met, like, there's a lot of Tennessee fans that aren't happy with that. Because then he stays and he signs an extension, and it's like, okay, well, he's only here for, like, I've seen a lot of this. Well, he's only here for the money. Yeah, that's how it works. Of course he's only there for the money. If Tennessee was only paying him $800,000, he wouldn't be at Tennessee. He'd be at a different place. If Louisville offered Chris Mack $100,000 a year, he wouldn't be at Louisville. Yes, there are other reasons, but the money's a big part of it. It's a big business. The coaches are in the free market. That's the good thing about being a coach in the NCAA, is that you get to be a free market employee. You get to be somebody that's recruited by UCLA. And then Tennessee can come back and say, you know what, we'll give you an extension. We'll give another $1 million in the salary for your assistants. $1 million added to the salary pool for you. Because it's the free market. Not to get on that diatribe. But he's only in it for the money. Right. And people are mad because, well, he doesn't really want to be here. And this is what sort of gets annoying, is the reaction to Rick Barnes is why coaches lie. It's why they don't tell you the truth. It's why there isn't truth from coaches. It's why then people get mad when coaches lie. No, I'm not going anywhere. Oh, but you went somewhere? Oh, you're a liar. You lied to us. So you're mad that they lie, but you're mad when they tell the truth. In reality, you're just mad if they don't choose you. That's all it is. So the coach has to always say, this is the only place I ever want to be, and I never even thought about going anywhere else, and I've only wanted to be here. The hell did you think he was doing when he was talking with UCLA? Of course he was interested in the job. He was talking with them and negotiating a contract, and the reports are out that they were dealing with buyout issues. Guess what Jamie Dixon wanted to be? The bleeping UCLA head coach. But he's not, because UCLA didn't want to pay the $8 million buyout to TCU. But if Jamie Dixon didn't have an $8 million buyout, he wouldn't be the TCU coach right now. And you know how we know that? Because of the reports and because of the fact that he was talking with them. And the same thing with Rick Barnes. He's at Tennessee, and he's going to be at Tennessee for a while. He wanted to be at UCLA. It didn't work out. Now he's at Tennessee. Enjoy it. But if he tells you a lie, then here's the other part of it too. The reason some UT fans don't like that he's telling the truth is, well, now you can't go around and say, well, see, our coach turned down UCLA. Our coach didn't want to go to UCLA. Our coach wanted to stay at Tennessee. He didn't even want to go to UCLA. Puh, Rick Barnes was never going to go to UCLA. Puh, that was a pipe dream by UCLA. Puh, he was never going to go to UCLA. Because we've heard that, right, over the last week or so? Rick Barnes was never. You guys are idiots. Anybody that believes that Rick Barnes wanted to go to UCLA, I got a bridge to sell you because you're an idiot, okay? If you believe that, you probably believe Tiger's going to win another major. You probably believe that, too? Yeah, and they're going to take down a championship banner, and Ryan Leaf isn't going to be better than Peyton Manning. So you can't have that take anymore, because so now you're mad that your coach comes out and says, yeah, I was going to be the UCLA kid. You're damn right. Well, no, you're supposed to lie and say, well, no, they were talking, and certainly it's UCLA. You always give it a thought, but I love Tennessee, and I wasn't going anywhere. See? Told you. Idiots. Well, now you can't say that, because your coach is honest. So that annoys people. But if he lied and then went somewhere, well, now you're mad at him because now he's not honest. Now he's a liar. You want it both ways, but you can't have it both ways. I'd rather have the honesty. I'd rather have a coach say, yeah, man, I was interested in UCLA. I wanted to take the job. Because we already know that. Like, he's being disingenuous and lying if he sits up there and says, no, I didn't have any interest in UCLA. I didn't really want to go to UCLA. No, I was just talking to him. Then why were you talking to him? I wanted to get a raise here. Okay, well, now he's saying that to his boss, to his AD. Right? No, I wasn't interested, but I got a contract extension here. Gia. What if Rick Barnes said that? God gave me clarity. Gia. And I'm at Tennessee. Bruce Pearl, 5-year extension at Auburn. You know why he's at Auburn? Because they were the ones that gave him a job. You think Bruce Pearl thought when he was in coaching before he got the show cause, man, I would love to go coach at Auburn. Boy, I'm at Tennessee, and I took this team to the farthest they've ever been in their history. Man, if I got another job, God, I would love to go to Auburn. Is Delaware open? Love to be a Blue Hen. That would be great. Like, no, but he got a show cause, so he was stuck there. It's the job that was open. Keira Knightley wasn't calling. Neither was Mila Kunis. Texas says Jason's such a UK homer that he broke the news about Hero 2 minutes before KS started. Yes. True and inside story of UK athletics. Maybe that's what we start calling this show. The true and inside story of UK athletics. You know who's we are 1 degree of Kevin Bacon to Calipari. It's TJ Byers.
I was gonna say.
We've got the ear of Calipari's ear.
Yeah. You see, everyone thought that it was a bit of a promotion for TJ Bisner. They didn't know. We sent him as an inside man. He's been feeding us intel this whole time.
Gotcha. Thanks, Cal. You fool. How do you think we've known everything the whole time? The whole time.
You think we're good at our jobs, that we do research, that we have reporting going on about athletics? Pfft. You idiots. Fools. It's all been TJ this whole time.
Idiots.
He's the real shadow producer.
By the way, one of the replies. this lady is a data analyst at TDS Telecom. She loves Wisconsin Badgers, and she is a football fan. Packers, mainly. Her name is Tammy Brown, and she replies to Tyler Hero in his announcement he's going pro. She says, "One and done is not the Wisconsin way. Glad that you decommitted from the Badgers. Best of luck." Well, at least you offered him good luck. That's nice. But here's the thing. One and done isn't the Badgers way, because if he was at Wisconsin, he wouldn't have been a one and done. Right? I mean, we can all agree with that, right? This is where the love of UK comes out, is clearly Tyler Hero developed there. Now, I don't know if he would have developed at Duke. Maybe he'd have developed at Louisville the same way. I'm quite positive he wouldn't have been the same player at Wisconsin. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's my hate of Wisconsin coming through. Didn't even know I had a hate of Wisconsin, but now I know. Sometimes it's just, you know what, naturally.
You're scarred from 38-1. It's left marks on you.
That's exactly, there it is. There it is. Damn it. The easy connection was right there. See, I'm such a UK homer. I didn't even connect those things. Such an easy connection right there. I love Bo Ryan. Bo Ryan,
you're
did
You're so
the damn
blinded
hambo.
By blue, you don't even see red on the other sideline.
That's exactly right. I don't see color anyway when it comes to anything, you know.
He says while wearing a blue shirt today.
It's Valhalla, PGA Championship, baby.
That might be true, but it's Kentucky blue.
No, it's Royals blue, actually. This is not Kentucky blue. This is, in fact, Royals blue. Not even close to Kentucky blue, actually. That's okay. Any type of blue is good for you. just love that. One and done is not the Wisconsin way. You know what else isn't the Wisconsin way? Winning championships. High draft picks. People thinking it's cool to go there. Not the Wisconsin way. Oh, poor Tammy. She means well. She wished him best of luck. She wasn't being, like, overly rude, like, I hope you break your leg or tear up your knee or tear your quad like DeMarcus Cousins. Like, that was none of that. It was just, hey, best of luck. Which, by the way, if you did not hear, it is a torn quad for DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie, who he doesn't want to be Boogie anymore. They are getting a further opinion to see the, quote, extent of the injury. I mean, there's grades of torn, right? It could be a grade 1 tear, and it's like, ah, he's out a few days. Could be a grade 2 tear. Ah, he's out a week or two. Could be a grade 3 tear. Ah, he's out for the playoffs. Could be a grade 16 tear. Ah, his leg has to be cut off. You never know. We'll have to see the extent of it. But the MRI does confirm that
Hello, Mr. President. This is DeMarcus Cousins.
Never get old. We'll never get old. Texas says Virginia might land the Hauser twins, though. Won't be eligible next year, but will accelerate the rebuild. 100%, yeah. That is a part of it, certainly. But Marquette's losing them. So it's like they don't get the Hauser twins next year eligible. It'll help them get better. But this year is going to be the middle ground of no guy, no Jerome, no Hunter, and no Hausers. And it's Kihei Clark. Texas says, doesn't VJ graduate in May? Yeah, that's why I think he's that scholarship. When we talked about, you know, Kerry Blackshear in the previous hour, that with VJ graduating, I think he's a one and done. Or, excuse me, he grad transferred. I already gave the VJs a one and done take. That was 3 years ago. Just joking, I did not. Well, I did, because that was when I was a U of L homer. Nope, I was a UK homer. I didn't want VJ to be there long because it would have made him good. But no, that's why I think if Kerry Blackshear were to want to go to Louisville, they would have a scholarship. Well, no, excuse me. VJ King graduating and leaving, we talked about this with Stephen Enoch and Jordan Wara. If Enoch and Wara return along with Lamar Kimball's commitment, that puts him at 13 without VJ King. Puts him at 14 with VJ. Again, I think VJ King's going to be a grad transfer. He put his name into the NBA draft, but also put his name in the transfer portal. He put his name in the NBA draft. I think he will eventually put his name into the transfer portal and be a grad transfer. Kerry Blackshear put his name, the Virginia Tech big man, 6'10", 250, put his name in the NBA draft and put his name in the transfer portal. He can be a grad transfer. Now, I don't expect him to keep his name in the NBA draft. I haven't really seen his name talked about in top 100 prospects for the NBA. But his dad also threw out the possibility that maybe they go pro overseas. Maybe they go pro not in the NBA. That they go to Australia. I don't know. Like, his dad made a lot of money overseas playing basketball, did Blackshear's dad. So he's got experience doing that. So that could be some route he goes. But if he's got one more year to play and the NBA says you're not ready, and Europe's going to be there next year, right? Like, it's not like, hey, if you go right now, maybe you're only going to end up in Europe, but if you stay one more year, boom, the NBA's, right? Like, I feel like if he's already talking about going to Europe, it's kind of the same as going to be there next year. So do you want to give it one shot and maybe make a run? Maybe he ends up at Duke. And maybe he ends up at Kansas. They got plenty of room right now at Kansas. Could end up in Michigan State. Maybe he is that last piece for Michigan State. People talk about being, you know, the number one team in the country. Certainly Kentucky would love to have him as well. I think that would be a fit for Cal because they need big men. 6'10", 250 might be like the Reed Travis. He can absolutely, you know, find a spot at Louisville. Believe me, if Kerry Blackshear called up Luke Murray or Pegues or Dino or Chris Mack, it's like, hey, you know, really want to go to Louisville, I think they'd find a scholarship somewhere.
Man, Quinn, we really appreciate you coming in here, being part of this whole new Super Six that the fan base is excited about.
About that.
Yeah.
There's another guy to join the five. So he's going to be the six, and there's no Super Seven. It just doesn't sound as cool as Super Six. So anyway, you can walk on.
Hey, Coach Mack. Hey, Steven, come on in, man.
Come on in, yeah. Hey.
You know, I'm really thinking that, getting some feedback from the NBA scouts, really thinking that if I come back and get one more year of experience here at Louisville, that's really going to help my draft stock and I can become a better pro. No, Steven.
I don't know.
I really think you're wasting an opportunity if you come back to school.
I'll tell you what, Steve. Like, I see you. I can already picture you in a Magic uniform right now. Like, I am picturing you wearing an Orlando Magic uniform right now. This is amazing. A Heat uniform, in fact. You know what? You're going to be in Florida somewhere. I just know it. I can see it right now. You know what? Spurs. Huh? Pop? So, look what he did for Duncan. I can see you being a Spurs. Maybe think about it a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Okay, see you. Thanks, guy. Bye. Hey, Kerry. Yeah, no, we got a scholar. We got one available. Yeah, we got an opening. Of course, that's not what it would be. That's not the conversation that would take place.
And of course not. They'd move like Quinn Slezinski off scholarship, but way before they do Stephen Enoch.
Yeah, I mean, you would love Enoch. If you got Enoch back, Wara back, Malik Williams, and then Kerry Blackshear was a grad transfer into Louisville, well, yes, you're talking about 100% top five. Absolutely top 10 without Blackshear. Top five with Blackshear,
Oh, it's a tragedy. It's a travesty. How are you going to take away Ryan McMahon's scholarship?
Poor guy. Dick Vitale would be so mad, dude.
Nobody wanted to give this guy a shot. 3 years later, he's one of the best shooters in America. Wait till he's a senior. And what's that? Walker, no, this guy deserves a scholarship. Transfer, right?
It's not a good Dick Vitale. I know that. I'm aware. Texas says, hot take, Mac will be the best coach in the ACC in the next 3 years, taking Tony Bennett. Hold on. That. Taking Tony Bennett's hold on that title.
There you go.
I see. That way. I see. Yes. But it's a taking Tony Bennett.
Missing
hold
the
on.
S in there.
That title. Taking Tony Bennett's hold on that title. I see. Oh, I see. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Texas says the Badgers have 3 NCAA tournament championships from 1910 to 1914. My bad. Texas says 37-1 is the Wisconsin way. Ooh. Texas says 4379680. Jason is such a UK homer. He makes Matt Jones look like a Cardinal fan. Texas says, what if VJ goes and plays for Rick in Greece? Texas says, Jason, we all started hating Wisconsin in 2015. But a lot of other people started loving Wisconsin in 2015. It's odd. The View on Wisconsin in the Final Four game in Indianapolis in 2015. It's interesting, the area here of rooting red v. blue in that particular game.
Ironically, I think there are some UK fans that started hating Cal after that game in 2015.
Well, yeah, or the Twins. Or started rewriting history and revising history about how Devin Booker apparently was, you know,
he
like
scored
81
points in the NBA. Why was he on the bench?
Apparently, Devin Booker was Gary Payton, along with being, you know, Steph Curry in that game. And if they had just played Devin Booker more, then clearly they would have won the game. No.
It's the Jordan War effect. If he scores more than he gives up, he's worth it.
Done. That's a net gain. That is called a net gain, people. Come on. Got to get the story before we get to a buy or sell. 437-9680 is the text line. So this story came out. Let me get the timestamp on it, just so I have it correctly. Last night. So Michael Avenatti talked about that he had proof of Nike paying Zion Williamson to attend Duke. And they did that by paying Zion's mother for the, you know, consulting services that we've talked about that Michael Avenatti brought the evidence with. But that might have actually been a hoax. On the night of April 5th, Avenatti had ominously tweeted, and this is coming from the story now, Avenatti had ominously tweeted at Duke to ask whether Nike had paid Williamson's mother, Sharonda Sampson, for fake consulting services 2 or 3 years ago. His tweet on April 5th, 10:20 at night, Duke men's basketball, about this denial by Coach K the other day relating to payments by Nike, can you please ask Zion Williamson's mother, Sharonda Sampson, not the other mother, in case you were confused as to which mother of Zion he's talking about. By the way, what? Can you please ask Zion Williamson's mother, Sharonda Sampson, whether she was paid by Nike for bogus consulting services in 2016/17 as part of a Nike bribe to get Zion to go to Duke? Thanks. He the next morning said, tomorrow promises to be exciting to those who thought I would curl up in the fetal position. You haven't been paying attention to the last 18 months, and you clearly know nothing about how I am built. Duke men's basketball, can you also have your close friends at Nike check their Nike vendor portal for payments to Sharonda Sampson consulting services? Duke released a statement, said we're aware of the allegation, we're looking into it, we're committed to compliance and all of that stuff. Avenatti also pushed claims that about Bol Bol and about DeAndre Ayton and about some of the other parts of it, and then also him denying the extortion claims that Nike has and that the arrests and indictments were coming with. But his claims about Zion Williamson appear to have been based in part. Now, it's important to say in part because there might be other evidence that he has. But his claims about Zion Williamson appear to have been based in part on a bogus document. This is from Deadspin now. Deadspin spoke to a person who had fabricated a fake invoice for $2,125 and then texted it to Avenatti. About 1 hour after the lawyer received the fake invoice, he fired off his tweet at Duke men's basketball. And there's a picture of the text exchange with the fake invoice. The tipster reached out to Deadspin last Friday afternoon and shared a video that showed them opening a text message conversation they had with Avenatti 1 week prior, which featured Avenatti's cell phone number. It matched the number I used when I called him for this story a few years ago, and it's a link to another story. They also provided the fake invoice writing "Boston sucks" on it. That was at Deadspin's request to show they had the same handwriting as the notes on the bottom of the invoice provided to Avenatti. Avenatti's invoice that he shows, that he put out there to the public, at the bottom says, "Okay to pay, initials JB, and then 6-11-17. That same handwriting, because Deadspin said, "Hey, we'll write Boston sucks in there." The Boston sucks is the exact same handwriting. That was "okay to pay, JB, 6-11-17. Says the person that sent it to told Deadspin they were inspired by the doping of Avenatti back in 2018, and that they sent the fake document because he falls for crap and I don't like him. They did a simple Google search for Williamson's mother's name, and then created the document in Microsoft Word, sent a photo of it to Avenatti, not expecting him to tweet about it so quickly or directly. And then he said, Avenatti seemed to figure out the next morning that he was getting played. He texted the hoaxer, "Nice try, idiot. Next time, try harder and be smarter," and bleep off, by the way. Avenatti never retracted any of his claims about Williamson or deleted the tweets, though he did lock his Twitter account after he was indicted last week. Deadspin spoke to Avenatti today, and when asked about this prank and the text message exchange, he said, "I don't know anything about that." According to Avenatti, people are always trying to hoax him. All kinds of people have fabricated all kinds of text messages. I have to deal with this all the time, all the nonsense. It's very easy to find my phone number. Avenatti said his accusations towards Williamson, his mother, and Nike were not based off of the invoice above. Quote, "I don't make a claim off of just one invoice. We have substantial evidence, documents, and testimony," he said. When asked whether he would make that evidence public, he said, "We very well may release the info," though he noted that he has no update he's willing to share with the public yet. I would say that it does seem a little coincidental and too perfect of timing, right? That the date of the text message that he received the invoice, the very next morning, he starts tweeting about that, that he gets the invoice and he tweets that. That night, actually, April 5th, is when he tweeted about that. Now, I will say, there's a lot of us, myself included, that we see that from Avenatti and we go, it's Duke. We're pretty sure, like, Zion and Curtis Townsend was talking about Zion, right? What do we got to do to get him on campus for 6 months? We'll do whatever we got to do. Paraphrasing, of course. Maybe we find out a week from today when that trial starts. Who knows? Of course, nobody at Kansas is subpoenaed. It's just Sean Miller and Will Wade, and there is no update on whether or not they are going to win. The prosecutors are going to win the blocking of Will Wade and Sean Miller from testifying. But it's very easy to believe that, right? Like, we all see Zion, see Duke, hear this fake, consulting invoice, and it's easy. It's easy to believe that. Now, I don't know if he was duped. I don't know if that actually took place. I don't know if Zion's mom actually got the money. I don't know any of those things other than this story presented by one particular person that has a text exchange with Avenatti the day of what ended up being the night that he tweeted to Duke men's basketball about an invoice for the exact amount of money that this fake invoice was for as well. The $125 that the fake invoice was. That's pretty coincidental that he gets that and then tweets it if there was mountains and loads of other evidence that would also point to her getting fake consulting fees from Nike. Maybe he's got other things. Maybe some of the other things are actually real. They might be. but it does call into question a little bit more, and his character was already called into question. And as I've talked about, I didn't care about some of the things that he did in the past because it was a stripper and a prostitute that brought down a banner at Louisville that nobody wanted to believe at first. Wanted to blame Indiana, wanted to, you know, think that, you know, she was making it all up, wanted to dismiss her claims because, you know, she had pimped out her daughters, and then said, well, she should go to jail. And it's like, well, if she goes to jail, then what she said is true. So it's sort of like that yin and the yang. It's like, if she doesn't go to jail, then what she said might not be true. If she does go to jail, then what she said is true. But it's the worst of the entire thing for Louisville. The banner comes down and she doesn't go to jail. Well, for that. But you steal a toothbrush and you're going to find yourself behind bars. Oh, man. Right? I mean, that's got to make you laugh, right? I mean, look, many people believe in the criminal justice system. Many people are doubters of it. Many people have their concerns and are skeptics of the criminal justice system. But Katina Powell on record saying, we took money for sex. We prostituted. I pimped out my daughters. We were over there. We were getting this much money. Here's the documented money we get. I can't do anything. Stole a toothbrush. Go to jail. You go right to jail right now. I'll be damned if you steal a toothbrush. But I stole the toothbrush because, you know, I was pimping out my daughters. What about the toothbrush? Can we get back to the toothbrush? Was it Colgate? Was it an Oral-B? Just wondering what the brand was. That's all. None of that. Who can really get into all that? Okay. Who can get in? Who really cares about all that stuff? You stole a toothbrush, okay? And I'll be damned if corporations of America, okay? That's a victimless crime over there. They wanted some tax. You got some money. Sounds like an even exchange. But you did not give money for the toothbrush. Can you imagine what it would be like if they didn't give you money for the services you performed? You'd be mad about that, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's right. And so is this company that you stole from. Toothbrush or not, you're going to jail. Sorry. Prostitute? No, you're clear on that. You're good. You're good. Toothbrush? Yeah, good luck. You won't last 5 minutes in there, lady. All right? Toothbrush thief. Oh, it was Oral-B. Okay.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at UPSJobs.com. That's UPSJobs.com.
You're locked in the zone with Jason Anderson, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. We'll move the buy or sell to the 5 o'clock hour because, you know, not a whole lot of time here to the top of the hour. A number of things to get into as well. Text at 437-9680 says, even if Warrick came back and we made the Elite Eight or the Final Four without a championship, his stock would go way up. That depends. I mean, always, it depends what happens. I mean, you can make an Elite Eight or a Final Four and him not be, you know, an influential part of that. Now, you would expect if they made an Elite Eight run, Jordan Warrick would be a big part of that. And another year, you would expect him to be better as well. So I don't know about the stock going way up just by simply making a run in the NCAA tournament. Could be, but there's a lot of things that go into that. Certainly could not hurt for that to be the case. Somebody, by the way, I just saw John Lewis from WDRB tweet this out, that somebody tweets out taking, trying to put into perspective Russell Wilson's contract. Says Russell Wilson is guaranteed $107 million in his new contract. Take your standard sports writer job that earns $150,000 per year. It would take a sports writer 713 years to earn that much money. First of all, standard sports writer that earns $150,000 per year? Where are those jobs? They're not on Monster.
I don't even think ESPN you're making that much.
But I mean, no! The Athletic ain't grabbing people for $150 a year. I mean, a lot of people going to the Athletic.
Is that why everybody's going to the Athletic? This business model is not going to work.
I mean, I'm putting myself in the transfer portal if the Athletic is paying $150. I just love that. Like, who really thinks like there's that much? Like, there is at certain places, you know.
Move over, Jeff. Jason's coming.
That's right. $150,000. Not only a columnist at a big time paper or big time publication.
I'm going to text Jeff right now.
A standard.
How much are you making?
Athletic.
You making $150?
Did the Athletic get you $150 or not? Did the Athletic get you $150 or not? Did he get you $150 or not? Take your standard sports writer that earns $150,000 per year. I mean, take your random local afternoon host that makes $450 a year. You know how long it's going to take him to make $107 million? This is BS. That guy makes only $450 a year. Russell Wilson and his $107 million. Jesus, man. Interesting. I mean, like, who's tweeting that out, though? Regardless. All right, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Jeff Borzello at ESPN has now updated his transfer rankings for this upcoming season. Kerry Blackshear put his name in the transfer portal, put his name in the NBA draft, could return to Virginia Tech, could also play overseas. So those are all the different options he has. My guess is that he's going to end up transferring. And everybody in America will want him. He is immediately eligible, and he was dominant for Virginia Tech the last month and a half. And he had 18 and, 15 against Duke in the Sweet 16 game. Jeff Borzello has now updated his transfer rankings, and the immediately eligible transfers, Kerry Blackshear is number one. That is not a surprise. Nate Sestina for Kentucky is number three. Lamont Kimball is number 11. He was 10, but everybody slid down, obviously, that was there. Nate Sestini was 2. He's now down to 3. Lamar Kimball is number 11, otherwise known as Fresh, otherwise known as related to Bo Kimball. He's number 11. And I would say, too, one of the names that was connected to Louisville, I don't know maybe how definite or serious those connections were, but Rajon Tucker was talked about for a while with Louisville. Like, grad transfer, Rajon Tucker. And he's listed with Jeff Borzello as now the number two immediately eligible transfer. He was number one. Rajon Tucker was the number one guy, immediately eligible transfer out there. He is not given a commitment anywhere yet. But that was a guy that, like, if Louisville was going to land something, it seemed like that was going to be their number one guy. They ended up landing Lamar Kimball. Doesn't mean they can't get Rajon Tucker as well. Because obviously it's somebody that they're going after. I'm trying to see if there is anybody else of that they were going after. I can't remember the name that was out there of one of the guys that they were going to try to grab. Doesn't matter. James Beadle Bolden from West Virginia listed at like number 16. There's a number of names that people have brought up with that. But Kerry Blackshear ends up going or sitting at number one with Jeff Borzello. Not bad. Not a surprise at all. Expected. Because, again, I compared him to, like, seeing a grad transfer. Like, Reed Travis last year, when he was in the transfer portal and he was in the NBA draft, getting that guy. If Duke lands him, if he goes back to Stanford, if Kentucky gets him, whoever gets him is getting a grad transfer like we've never really seen before. Kerry Blackshear is in that mold. And I've talked about it, that every single team in America would want Kerry Blackshear. He's an immediate, impactful player. Virginia could use him because they lost Kyle Guy today, who has put his name in the NBA draft. And like Ty Jerome, the whole, signing with an agent thing is so convoluted and all of that stuff, and there's more levels to it. But Kyle Guy, essentially says in his release, I set a goal with my brothers when we committed to UVA. 3 years later, we accomplished that goal of winning a national championship. I also set a goal for myself to play in the NBA. Today, I will be declaring for the 2019 draft and signing with an agent. I am diving into this with 2 feet to achieve my dream, but I will leave the option of coming back to school open. To Wahoo Nation, thank you so much for embracing us from day one. To my family, I am thankful for your support and love. To Coach Bennett and the coaching staff, thank you for allowing me to pursue my dreams and making me a better player and even better person. Lastly, to my future wife, Alexa. Alexa.
That must never be confusing.
Alexa, keep Kyle Guy in the NBA draft. Alexa, thank you for being my rock and the unconditional love and support you've always shown and for making me lose the man bun. I am forever indebted to you, to the moon and back. I am blessed beyond words. Every last praise and all glory goes to God to keep Rick Barnes at Tennessee. That's odd that he wrote all of those things in there. Rick Barnes thing I thought was odd. And him acknowledging the man bun being taken off. That was a real interesting addition there as well. But maybe Alexa is the reason that he finally got rid of the man bun.
I'm still bothered by that phrasing of diving into this. With 2 feet, you don't know. That's not how you dive.
You can dive with the other way. Like, you don't have to. Do you have to dive head first?
Yes.
Put that up on the Twitter poll.
If you dive, it has to be head first. Yes.
Put up on the. I want you to put up on the Twitter poll anyway. If you dive, does it have to be head first? Can you dive into a body of water feet first? Or can you dive breach? I mean, you could still be born feet first, right? We just have a name for it. Texas says Magic Jason wouldn't take Jeff's job. It would be Kyle Tucker's. yes. Texas says Kent Taylor's worth $150,000. No, but he's been with this company for how long? Like he's been there for 30 years. I mean, yeah, you're gonna make some cash as you continue to go through contract extensions and negotiations. But that's not a standard sports writer job. That's just like, hey, this is standard. Take your standard sports writer, $150,000. No, your standard sports writer probably making $35,000. Texter says,
no wonder the American public hates media. They think we make that much,
right? They're all biased, and they make $150,000 each one of them. Is that why they're all driving 2004 Honda Accords? Well, Brom does too. Damn it. Good point. Tax 437-9680, would you trade Blackshear, I'm not going to include the parenthetical, for Enoch straight up right now if you were U of L, 100%. Oh, yeah. 10 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10, you would trade Kerry Blackshear for Stephen Enoch. And that's just simply because of the fact that, you know, he can pass the ball. Dude. Kerry Blackshear is 6'10", 250. Here's his assist numbers. You ready for this? This is going backwards from the most recent game against Duke and then working in reverse. Assists. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 4, 3, 0, 3, 8, 1, 1, 3, 2, 3, 5. You want me to read Stephen Enoch's assist numbers? I'll do it right now. 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 0001 There's six. That's what he had this year.
Is that binary?
That's right. He's writing.
Are you spelling out please help me?
His assist is writing code. I'm writing out you're not getting the ball back. I'm writing out black hole. I'm writing out you throw it, it disappears.
Actually, that'd be a great prank if somebody went into his like a player picture on the website and just changed it to the picture of the black hole.
Texas says, you think Kyle Guy uses Google Home or Echo? Like, there's no way he uses Alexa, right? Hey, Alexa. Yes. Shut up, Alexa. What the hell's your problem, Kyle? Not you, Alexa. Shut up, Alexa. Not you. Oh! I'm going to call you Alex from now on.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.